Chapter 7, Anti Lila Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is Shri Gadadhara Bagicha Lila. These are pastimes in the garden of Shri Gadadhara Pandit. This is the describing Nityananda's return from Nilachita Navadvip. And the many things are in this. It's a new chapter, Chapter 7. And we'll begin. Jaya Jaya Shri Vaikuntha Natta Gora Chandra. Jaya Jaya Shri Seva Vigraha Nityananda. All glories to Sri Gaurachandra, Vaikunthanath, Sri Vaikunthanath. All glories to Sri Nityananda, the personification of the Lord's Seva. Seva Vigraha. There's a term in Sanskrit, they say, Sevya Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, and Sevak Bhagavan. There's a Sevak, the Sevaka, Sevya Bhagavan, and Seva Savior. Savior means the object of service. He whom we offer service to is Savior. And then Sevak is one who renders service. So the Sevak Bhagavan is the devotee, the servant. And the Savior is the object. So Nityananda, who is actually God himself, he's not different from Krishna, Balaram Krishna, Gaur Nitai. But his Bhav, his particular Bhav, although he's completely Vishnu Tattva, and has all the power to create universes. In fact, he does, as Mahavishnu. And he has his Rasalila, as Balaram, and he also expands himself as Ananga Manjari to enjoy Vilas and Shakti Tattva as the Lord's consort and Manjari Sakhi in Vrindavan. But his overall feeling and mood, although he himself is also God, is that I am a servant. Das, das, and das. I am Vigraha, Murti. I am a form of Seva. Sri Seva Vigraha Nityananda. And then the commentary is here. What does this term Sri Seva Vigraha mean? Baladev Prabhu, Lord Balaram, serves Lord Krishna by assuming 10 different forms. That's mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Holy Dham is Baladev. Anantashesha is Baladev, Purushavatars are Baladev, Krishna's bed is Baladev, Krishna's slippers are Baladev, Krishna's Brahman thread is Baladev, then his clothes are Baladev. It's mentioned like this. He's the existence potency, what for things to exist. Clothing exists on our body, so that clothing is Balaram. And to sleep, you need the existence of a bed to sleep on. So the bed of Krishna is expansion of Balaram. Nityananda Prabhu serves Gaurasundara by enacting the pastimes of distributing love of God. That is why he is Sri Gaura Seva Vigraha, the personification of Gaura Seva. Jaya Jaya Dvaita Sri Vasa Priyadham. Jaya Gadadhara Sri Jagadananda Pran. Jagadananda Pran, Shivas Priya Dham. Beautiful, Bengali, like Sanskrit. Shivas Thakur, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivas Sri Gaur Bhaktarinda. Shivas Priya Dham. He is the dearest, beloved abode of Shivas. All glories to the object of Advaita and Shivas's love. Because these are verses now where Vrindavan Das Thakur is glorifying Gauranga. So for Advaitacharya and Shivas, then Gauranga is their Priyadam. He is their Priyadam. He is the abode of their love, their Priya, their intimacy. And Gadadhar and Sri Jagadananda Pran. And for Gadadhara Pandit and Jagadananda, Gauranga is their Pran. Pran means their very life heirs, the Pran, Pancha Pran. Because who is Jagadananda Pandit and who is Gadadhara Pandit? Gadadhara Pandit is Srimati Radharani. And her Prananath is Krishna. Ashlishiva Parvatam Panashtamam Adarshanam Mamatam Karotiva Yatatata Vavidadantu Lampato Mat Prananathas to Sevanapara. I don't have any other. My prana, mere prananath sham, mere prananath Krishna Govinda. This is Radharani's prayer. Shikshastakam is Radharani's prayer. And virahabhav, separation. I have no one. You're the Lord of my life. You're the Lord of my pran, my existence. My very existence is my pran, my breath. My life breath is Sham. And for Gadadhar, his life breath is Gore. So his pran. And who is Jagannanda Pandit? Jagannanda Pandit is Satyabhama. Satyabhama is Lalita Sakhi. No, excuse me. Satyabhama in Dwarka, she is in Radha, representative of Radha's Bhav, her Bhamya Bhav, Satyabhama. And then Rukmini is Chandravali. So in both cases, Gadadhar and Jagannanda are actually Radharani, in different expression. Because Jagannanda is Satyabhama and Dwarka Leela, Krishna Leela. And Gadadhar is Radharani and Gaura Leela. And for both, the prana is one, Gaura Sundar. So this is the way he's glorifying these personalities. We usually think of Srivastava Thakura, but he's Advaita, Priyadam and the prana. Jaya Shri Paramananda Puri Rajivanna. Jaya Shri Damodara Sarupera Pranadhanna. And there are other, these are some sannyasis, associates of Lord Gauranga from Puri. All glories to the life and soul of Paramananda Puri. So the Jivan, the Gauranga is Jivan. He is the life, the Jivan of Paramananda Puri. Even though Paramananda Puri is older, he's an older sannyasi. He took sannyas from, I believe, Madhavendra Puri, if I'm correct, maybe wrong. But he's quite older than Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya treats him like his senior. But for him, from his side, from Paramananda Puri's side, Lord Gauranga is his life, his jivan. Now he says, Damodar Surupera Pranadan. And Sarup Damodar, he is his pranadan, he's the wealth of his life. Jaya Vrakeshvara Pandit Tera Priyakari, Jaya Pundarika Vidya Nidhi Manohari. All glories to the benefactor of Vrakeshvara Pandit. He's a Priyakari Pandit. So for Vrakeshvara, Gaurasundara is his Priyakari. He's his great well wisher. When Gauranga would sing in kirtan, Vrakeshvara Pandit, he was so elated and overwhelmed with joy, he would start dancing. And Lord Chaitanya, he was dancing. Lord Chaitanya sang Harinam Sankirtan for 3 days non-stop, 72 hours. No eating, no drinking, no sleeping. And we have so much trouble to pass a few hours on Ekadasi without eating, what to speak of not eating or drinking, which some devotees do. They do this, what they call Nirjal Ekadasi, some rare, strange type of devotees. And but Lord Gauranga went on for 3 days with this Nam Kirtan, and Vrakeshvara Pandit danced with his Kirtan. And afterwards, Gauranga Mahaprabhu said that, "Oh Vrakeshvara, oh Panditji, you're dancing so wonderfully. As you dance, then I sing. And if you're like a wing of a bird, if I had another, you're like one wing for me. And if I had another wing like you," or it means another dancing, ecstatic devotee like you, "then I could fly in the sky. I could fly in the sky on the two wings of Vrakeshvara Pandit, and if I had one more." So he was so much, he benefited. He was a Priyakari. He was a recipient of the loving sentiments of Gauranga. And of course, who is Vrakeshvara Pandit? He is none other than the Ashtashakhi. Ashtashakhi Tunga Vidya. Tunga Vidya. And then he says, Pundarik Mano. Who is Pundarik Vidyanidhi? He's Manohari. He is. Gauranga is the Manohari. He steals the mind. He steals the mind. Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, steals the mind of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And who is Pundarik Vidyanidhi? Pundarik, the father of Gauranga. Because Pundarik Vidyanidhi in Krishna Leela is Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj's daughter is Radharani. And Gauranga is Radharani and Radhabhav. So when Pundarik Vidyaniti sees Gauranga, then his mind gets stolen. And when Gauranga sees Pundarik Vidyaniti, he yells, "Ha!" Or she or he, however. "Bap! Bap! Bap! Father! Father! Father!" So from the viewpoint of Gauranga, who is Krishna and Radha Bhav, feeling great intense viraha, Krishna viraha, and Braj viraha. Gauranga is so much viraha, so much intense viparlamba from Braj, so much separation from Braj. Vrindavan kaha, Vrindavan kotai, Radhakun kotai, Govardhan kotai, Krishna kotai. This is Krishna's mood, intensely crying in separation. This is Radha's mood. Where is my Krishna? Krishna kahan. Krishna, 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 hey. Gauranga is chanting. So when Pundarik Vidyaniti came from East Bengal to move to Mayapur and first met Lord Gauranga was so ecstatic. And he ran to him and cried out, "Bap, bap, father, father." And Nittai and Haridas and Shivas and Advaita were all running with him. Why is he calling him father? His father is Jagannath Mishra. Everyone knows the father of Nimai Pandit. Nimai Mishra Pandit is Jagannath Mishra from Mayapur. And this person has come from East Bengal. He's saying, "Bap, bap, father, father, I'm missing you so much." Naturally, Radharani will miss her father, Vrishabhanu Nandini. She'll feel separation if she's not with her father. "Oh, where is he? Oh, you come. I'm so happy." Vrishabhanu Maharaj not be enchanted by his daughter Radha? She's the enchantress of the entire universe. Will he be excluded? Her name is Madan Mohan Mohini, Mohini Radha. She's Adi Mohini. Other Mohini is only her expansion, Shakti expansion. Krishna's appearing as Mohini, but she's Shakti. So Shakti is Radharani. So Mohini is expansion of Radha, Shakti. Sarva Shakti Mayi Radha. So when Vrishabhanu Maharaj, when Pundarik comes and says, "Oh, I'm so enchanted by my daughter now appearing as my daughter. I'm Vrishabhanu Maharaj. I was a man, now I'm a man. I'm Pundarik Vidyaniti. Previously my daughter was Vrishabhanu Nandini Radharani Ki Jai. Now she's come in a male form as Gauranga. But I know who you are. Bahir Radha Antar Krishna. That you are Rasaraj Sri Krishna inside your heart, relishing Radha's Mahabhav, Madhurya Ras. But outside you're Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripri. I know who you are, Gauranga. You are Vrishabhanu Sute. You are the daughter of Vrishabhanu. And I, Pundarik Vidyaniti, I am that Vrishabhanu. So you're stealing my mind, my dear daughter, now appearing as Gauranga. So therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur, knowing that intimate mentality and emotional feelings of Pundarik Vidyaniti, he says, each word he's catching the essence of that devotee in one word. For Pundarik Vidyaniti, who is Gauranga, Gaurangi, Radha, Krishna, Gauranga? Manohari. Manohari. One who Hari steals his mind. You can imagine, if you were the father and you had a daughter like Radharani, would you be enchanted by your daughter? Yes. Her beauty, her grace, her elegance, her artistic, her charming, everything about her. And you think, she's my daughter. You'd be proud. And you'd be attached. Fathers are attached to their daughters. What to speak of enchanted. Sometimes fathers fall in love with their daughters. It happens. In the material world, it's mundane, it's illegal, it's immoral, it's even called, there's a name for it. But this is, of course, transcendental, and his mind is enchanted. Jaya Jaya Dwarapala Govindera Nath Jiva Pratikara Prabhu Shubha Drishti Pat. All glories to the Lord of Govinda, the doorkeeper. O Lord, please glance mercifully on all the living entities. Pandit Govinda Das used to protect Gaurasundara. Therefore, he is called Dwarapal, a doorkeeper. That's a very glorious way of saying chokidar. The chokidar. So this is Dwarapal. This is Sanskrit, which is the same in Bengali. Dwarapal. Dwaraka. Dwaraka is a gateway to India. And the gateway to the spiritual world, because from Dwarka, Krishna packed up everybody and sent all of his parishads back to the spiritual world at the end of his Leela on the earth planet. Pala means protector, caretaker, doorkeeper. And he also is a pandit. He's actually the godbrother, Govindadas. Pandit Govindadas is the godbrother, disciple of Ishwara Puri, along with Kashishwara Pandit. Kashishwara Pandit and Govinda Pandit are both Brahmins, and they are both disciples of Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri is a Diksha Guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Guru loves Krishna, and the Guru loves his disciples. The Guru cares for Krishna and wants to protect Krishna. If there's anything comes problem, he wants to protect Krishna, Murti, or his name, his fame, anything he'll protect. And he wants to protect his disciples or devotees and care for them and love them. So Ishwara Puri was worried about Gauranga, Gaurahari, in Jagannath Puri, because he knew his heart. Guru knows the heart of a disciple. So Ishwara Puri was worried, oh, my Gaurahari, my Shishya, he's in Gambhir Leela in Puri. I know he's going into ecstatic states of Mahabhav Samadhi and losing his control of his senses and not remembering to eat or sleep or anything. And no one's really caring for him, and rather he's in doing Nirjan Bhajan and Nibrita Vas. He's in a very lonely place, in a little cave-like room, and underneath the stairs in the palatial house of Kashi Mishra in Jagannath Puri. So I'll send two of my disciples there to care for him. One will be his personal servant, and the other will be his bodyguard when he moves in public, because he'll be in Mahabhav. When he's in Rath Yatra, he'll be not in this world. He'll be absorbed in the intimate leelas with his Shyamasundara Brajendra Nandan Jagannath. And he'll be dancing and so ecstatically, and tears will be shooting from my disciples' eyes like a syringe or a pitchkari forcefully in all directions. And he'll be crying and premashru and hair standing in end and trembling and can't even, he won't even be able to speak. His voice will be choking up, and my Shishya Gaurahari Gauranga will be saying, Jaga, 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 Gaga, Jaga, Gaga. And just besides himself, and he may swoon in ecstasy of love and separation and fall this way or that way on the ground, and someone strong and powerful has to be there to protect him and shelter him from crashing on the ground and breaking his bones or hurting himself. So I'll send my very powerful disciple from Navadvip, Kashishvara Pandit Ki Jai, very stout and strong, like wrestler. And so he was dispatched to go to Jagannath Puri, and they both came with straw between their teeth, and they showed up at the door of the Gambhira and fell at the feet of their godbrother, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he warmly embraced them and showered them with his tears of loving acceptance and compassion, and then said, how may I serve you, my brothers, Govinda, Pandit Govindadas, and Kashishvara Pandit Ji, I'm so happy to see you. Welcome. Welcome to Puri. Swagatam. O Gaurahari, O Prabhu, our Guru Maharaj, Ishwara Puri has sent us here to serve you. Oh, no, please. I can't accept. It's not possible. You stay here. You stay in Puri. You stay with Surup. You stay with Surup and with Ramananda. And we'll live together and we'll do kirtan and harikata. Let you just stay here. We'll take darshan Jagannath Ji, Jagannath Swami. So no, please accept us. And somehow because they said it's our guru's agya, and we are all disciples. You are his disciple, and we are his disciples. And it's his order for us to serve you, and that means it's order for you to accept our service. Otherwise, you're doing guru avagya. You're disregarding guru. Guru's ordering us to serve you. That means he's ordering also simultaneously ordering you to accept the service. He said, no, I can't accept the service. Then we go back to guru and say, we couldn't carry out your order. You sent us to, you ordered us to serve, and he's refused. Now what do we do? We're in a dilemma. We're stuck in the middle. No, you go back and tell him it's also my order. So that order is understood. That's parokshavad. It's indirect. It's implied. So Gauranga, knowing all that, obviously being God, he said, all right, somehow I put my head at the feet of my guru, and I accept that order on my head, and I das me. I'm a servant of his order. You're a servant of his order. Do the needful. So henceforth, Govinda Das became the personal. He would massage Lord Chaitanya after lunch and squeeze and rub his legs as he laid on the floor in his room. All these pastimes were there, of course, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he would arrange for the Jagannath Mahaprasad and serve the Lord and all his personal needs, Govinda Das, Pandit Govinda Das, Brahmin. And whenever the Lord went out in the public here and there, his, in one sense, bodyguard, his Sharir Dwara, Sharir Pala, his Deha Pala, protecting his body, was Kashishwara Pandit. And this is, Govinda Das is being glorified here. It says that he's the Dwarapala. He's identified as the Dwarapala, as the doorkeeper for Lord Gaurasundar. That's certainly an honorable, most honorable position, to be God's doorkeeper, like Jai and Vijay and others. Sunanda and Ananda, so many are there in Vaikuntha. So for Govinda Das, then, is Govinda Nath, the Lord of his heart, his very Lord. Nath means master, order giver, like this. There's some, because we have words like, we have Nath here, and Jivan, and Pran, and so many other words. O Lord, please glance mercifully on the living entities. So this is the conclusion of a few verses of Vrindavan Das Thakur glorifying Lord Gauranga. Continuing his previous, a few days ago, we talked about he prayed to Lord Gauranga, O Gauranga, bless me that I may attain shelter of my Nityananda. And bless me that I can become Janma Janma Nityananda Das. Janma Janma Nityananda Das. Please bless me that birth after birth I can become the servant of Nityananda. So imagine God appears to you. Oh God, it's really nice to see you, Gauranga Krishna. Listen, and then God, Krishna says, do you want anything? Yeah. Can you bless me that I become a servant of somebody else? Can you bless me that I attain the shelter of somebody else? What about me? You know, I'm God. No, that's nice. I appreciate that. I know you're God and all glories to you, but please bless me that birth after birth, I'm Nityananda's servant. Yeah, okay. I'm also him. I'm also Nityananda. And so then he doesn't want to show any neglect of Gauranga, so then he goes on to glorify him, showing how much he is to so many other devotees. So as all of these devotees of Gauranga, Paramananda Puri, Rakeshwara Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Govinda Das, Gadadhar, Jagannanda, Dvaita Srivas, and Nityananda, who he mentioned, all of those words that are being that Vrindavan Das Thakur is using, all those words he's using to explain the relationship between Gauranga and his followers and worshippers, those same words can be used to explain the relationship between Vrindavan Das Thakur and Nityananda. Now let's go back and look. But before we do that, I want to examine something in this verse. Because he's focusing our attention on the glories of Gauranga and his bhaktas, his parishads, associates. And he's explaining how dear and near and special Gauranga is to all of them. Then he's praying to Gauranga, please, now all of my readers, all the devotees that are reading my Chaitanya Bhagavat 500 years ago and in the future, O my Lord Gauranga, as you are so kind to all your parishads and all your devotees I've mentioned, and you're so near and dear and special to them, I pray that you, all my readers, Jiva Pratikara Prabhu, Shubha Dristi Pat. We say Kripa Patra. Say, please, I want, not only am I glorifying you, but I am also your devotee, and I'm Nityananda's devotee. He's my pran. But I'm praying to you that, please, Shubha Dristi Pat, all the jivas, Kara Prabhu, please you do this for me. All the jivas, will you please allow them to be the recipient of your auspicious glance? Will your auspicious glance follow them, Gauranga? Can you accept my petition and do that? Grant me that favor. Give me that favor. Now let's go back. Now let's look at these words from Chaitanya Bhagavat, which Vrindavan Das Thakur uses to explain the relationship of specific devotees like Paramananda Puri, Prakashya Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Govinda Das, and with the Lord, and apply those. And that's describing their relationship with Lord Gauranga. Use the same words to describe Vrindavan Das Thakur's relationship with Nityananda, for example. And then to take it one step further, this would be so wonderful if we had these same words could be used to describe our individual relationship with Krishna. Let's look at the first one. That for these devotees, for Vrindavan Das Thakur, Nityananda is his priyadam. Is his abode, his abode of his love, priyadam. So is Krishna the abode of all of our love? Do we repose and direct all of our love in Krishna? Can we say, oh, Krishna is my priyadam? And can we say Krishna is my pran? Because for Vrindavan Das Thakur, Nityananda is his priyadam and his pran. And Nityananda is his jivan and his pranadan. Is Krishna our jivan, our life, and our pranadan, the treasure of our life? And is Krishna our priyakari, as Nityananda's priyakari to Vrindavan Das Thakur, our benefactor? And Nityananda's manohari. He's manohari. He's stolen and enchanted the mind of Nityananda. Nityananda is manohari to Vrindavan Das Thakur. He's stolen and enchanted his mind. Can we say that our minds are enchanted and stolen by the beauty of Krishna and Radha? That Krishna is our manohari? Oh, Krishna's my manohari. He's my priyakari. He's my pranadan. He's my jivan. Maybe Mirabai can say. Or can we say, Radharani's my priyadam. Radharani's my pran. Radharani's my jivan. Radharani's my pranadan. Radharani's my priyakari. Radharani's my manohari. Then is Nityananda the Nath of Vrindavan Das Thakur? Yes. Is Krishna our Nath? Is he our Lord, Master, Controller? And then that's the end of it. And then we are praying for the Shubha Dristi Pat. We are praying to be the recipients of the auspicious glance of Nityananda, Gauranga, and Radha Krishna. Hena Mate Nityananda Navadvipe Pure Virare Virharena Prema Bhakti Ananda Sagare. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu enjoyed in the ocean of ecstatic love of God while staying in Navadvip. Now he's focusing it again back to Nityananda. Nityananda Navadvipa Pure Viharena Prema Bhakti Ananda Sagare. Very interesting. Beautiful, very beautiful words here to describe Nityananda. It's saying viraha prema bhakti. So it's, to be a little more specific, it says that he enjoyed in the ocean of ecstatic love of God. Ananda Sagara means ocean, and prema bhakti means love of God. But it says viharena. Viharami means he enjoyed. Vihar, Vrajavihari. So we'll continue there tomorrow.